Welcome back to Allegedly. It's me, Matthew Cole Weiss.
And I'm Theo Vaughn.
We have an international superstar with us today.
We do.
That was the weirdest beginning show I've ever heard in my whole life.
I think it got lost in translation, possibly.
Weirdest?
Maybe. No, yeah. I think I got everything.
Yeah. Well, you decode it for us then.
Yeah.
That's the voice of comedian, actor, Kev Adams.
Thank you. Wow.
From
Happy to be here, guys.
Actually, listeners, I'm going to have Kev talk for just about 30 seconds and you see if you can guess where he's from before we say where. Is that okay, Kev?
Do you mind? No problem. Go ahead.
Wait, do you want him to speak in English or in his native language?
Ooh, I think in English, maybe.
Okay. So, Kev, what did you do today?
So I woke up this morning with my girlfriend. That was very cool. We had a breakfast and then I went home and then I saw my boys and then we were like, what are we doing today? Let's go have lunch. And he was like, all right, let's go have lunch. And then 2 hours and a half later, we were like, all right, let's go have lunch. So we're going to have lunch and I was like, oh, fuck, I have to do this podcast today. And they were like, okay, let's go to the podcast today. And then half of them were like, yeah, but we don't want to go to this podcast because you're going to do the work. And we're gonna wait. And one of them was like, okay, let's go to the podcast. So here we are. And that was a fun day.
Right, man.
So if you didn't guess it, it's China. China, everybody. He's a big Chinese comic. No, it's
exactly. Thank you.
It's France, man. It's a Frenchman. France.
So first off, you're French. You do stand up, correct?
Exactly.
But you also do acting and things like that. And you're out here. Gonna break into the U.S.
No,
world?
I'm trying to.
Is that hard?
Make the French take over, which is very hard.
Yeah, because there's not many French. It's not like 30 French here?
You hear about all the Australians that come and the British that come. You don't hear about many French.
Yeah, there's a lot of British. There's a lot of Australian. There's a lot of, like, even South African. There's a lot of all around the world, but not a lot of French. There is some French. Mm-hmm. There's some Belgian comedian, but not a lot. So, yeah, I'm here to make our voice heard.
Nice.
Well, yes. You have like 6 million something followers on Instagram or Twitter or whatever.
So yeah, so your voice is heard there.
Yeah, I mean, you got to step up.
Yeah, I know. But my voice is heard in my country.
Right.
You know, like in 6 million followers, you have 5.5 they're French.
That's wow. Most of France. How many people are in France?
There's no one in France, by the way. All on Twitter.
Tell us a little bit about that journey, because that's was that like a brave move or was that just the logical next step? What was going on?
I don't know. I think, because I'm not stopping my career in France. You know, it's like I'm always doing movies, making movies, writing a new show for a new comedy show for France as well. But you know, like I feel good here, and I feel it's a good new challenge. Because sometimes you need challenge in this life. You know, like I started being a comedian. I was like 16 years old, and I was like, okay, this is the challenge. You know, I gotta make it. I gotta break walls. I gotta be the number one. And then I did this whole thing, like 3 shows with a lot of success and 10 movies and 2 TV shows. And I was like, okay, I love it. And I want to continue this career here, but I need a new challenge. I need to go up on stage and being looked by people who are like, who the fuck is this guy? You know, I need this.
Wow.
I don't know why.
That's brave, bro.
I don't know why. So maybe when I'll make it in America, I'll go to China after to make it there. So I don't know. It's always about challenge. You know, I think I need challenge and it's important for me. And it's like also important for my career in France, because suddenly, like, you know, when you challenge yourself and you're not comfortable and you're not like famous and everything, you have a whole new life. So right. A lot of funny stuff to tell.
So you're like super famous over in France.
Kind of.
And so is what's
your buddy's here?
Yeah,
ask him.
Is he super famous?
Okay, so he's gonna participate.
Like, give me a Broadway equivalent.
He's like the most successful young artist.
Wow. That's a good friend, right?
Yeah, that's a good friend.
He said he's the most successful young artist that's ever been in France.
Well, Joan of Arc was.
Why do you take back his accent? That's not cool.
Sorry, let me try it better. He was he's like the most successful young artist that's ever been in France.
Yeah, he's not Persian.
I'm bad at accents, but let me try. He might be Persian.
Half Persian. There you go. Boom, so you got it half right.
Dude, I used it this weekend.
You used what this weekend?
My away luggage.
Oh, I got one of those bags too.
Bro, it's honestly, I've always wanted the perfect luggage. You can take on a plane, take it. It's not too bulky. You're not slamming it into the overhead. There's enough room in there if you're going out of town. For me, it was 3 days. There's just enough room in there to get exactly what you need on the go. I never thought I would have it, and they have mastered it.
It's really cool, and it comes with a lifetime guarantee, which for luggage, because luggage gets beat up and all, this is perfect. And it also has a 100-day trial.
Yeah.
So, and there's perfect size and perfect color. There's all sort of things to find the right piece of luggage for you. But it really is kind of a game changer.
Oh, it's a game changer 100%. I mean, usually you have to go to like a Briggs & Riley or some really extremely expensive luggage brand to get them to have a lifetime warranty. And so that's what's most amazing to me is that they have that as well as the 100-day trial. Try it. See if you like it.
It charges your cell phone, so you don't have to worry about having a dead phone while traveling, which is pretty
priceless.
Pretty awesome. It's very sleek, durable. It's got a great design. It's neat. It's easy to carry up and down stairs because it's very lightweight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just like the perfect piece of luggage.
Yep. Both sizes of the carry-on from away luggage can charge all cell phones, tablets, e-readers, and anything else that's powered by a USB cord.
It is the perfect gift for the holiday season.
Yep.
For anybody on your list for the holiday season, you don't know what to get them. Everybody loves luggage.
Yep.
Everybody needs luggage.
Yep. If someone travels, it can be anyone. If someone travels, is that perfect last minute. It doesn't take up a lot of space in your closet. Boom, load it up. Boom, you're out the door.
And if you don't know what color they want or what size they want, you get the away gift card.
Yep.
And that way you can make up your mind for you.
That's right. So get them the away gift card or get them the actual luggage. Free shipping on any away order within the contiguous U.S.
And now for our offer, for $20 off a suitcase, that's $20 off a suitcase, visit awaytravel.com/Theo.
That's right. awaytravel.com/THEO.
And use the promo code Theo during checkout.
Yep, and that's a gift from me and Matt. It's holiday time. You have somebody who travels. They're on the go. It's your son's first job. It's your wife's first job. Your daughter, whatever. Get them this. They're going to love it. At least they want to try it out.
So go to awaytravel.com/Theo. Get $20 off a suitcase. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
So what's it like for you then to be probably recognized and whatever, and there's tons of articles and shit about you in France, and then you come here? Is it humbling?
That's very cool. I mean, I like it. I like the balance between the two experiences. Like, for example, sometimes I go in a club in France, and, you know, it's pretty easy. Like, they open the door, hey, Kev, they know me, and we go to the table, and there's girls, and it's awesome, and everybody's happy, and we don't have any problem, and I'm taking selfies with people and everything. And the day after, I take the airplane, I arrive in L.A., and I go in another club the night after. And most of the time, like they say,
hello. Jude Law has better hair than I thought.
No, they say, okay, it won't happen tonight. It's not possible. You can't come in. And I like, you know, this. I think it's awesome to be able to experience both. Because when you're a star, when you're famous in the U.S., sometimes you're famous all around the world, so you don't know this.
Right.
But the fact that I'm being famous in a country like France, and then I come here and nobody knows me, I don't know. I think there's something funny in there.
Yeah. No, it's really interesting.
So wait, did you pull out the card when you're like in line at the club and they say not tonight? Do you say then, well, let me show you how many Twitter followers I have?
No.
No,
yeah. Never.
That would be kind of douchey.
That would
be,
yeah, right?
I bet you would get in that way, though.
No. No.
They would probably go, oh, all you have to show is your Twitter followers and they'll let you right in.
I mean, what's the difference between nightlife in France and here in Los Angeles? You notice anything?
By the way, nightlife doesn't end at 2 a.m. In France, you know, like you can go to a club and finish at 5, 6, no problem. Here at 2, it's over because they have yoga at 6, right? So, it's pretty different. It's pretty different. Like in France, when you go to a club, you're going to go out around 1 a.m.
Oh,
if it's 1 a.m. in L.A., you're like, all right, fuck it, let's stay home. We don't have any, we don't have enough time to go to the club and come back and everything. So, yeah, it's very different. But, I mean, I like both. I think both are cool.
What's the stand-up scene like there? The French aren't exactly known for their sense of humor, right?
No. Right, you're right. But, by American people. It's important and precise because there's a lot of people in Europe that think that French people are very funny. For example, French people.
Go.
Don't you wish you had a time capsule? Something that just showed up and just reminded you of better times, better days, that just made you feel young again? Or if you are young, it just made you feel awesome? Well, that is Loot Crate. It's a special box that comes once a month. It's less than $20. And it's a surprise. It's monthly wearables and accessories from cult classic films, paraphernalia from your favorite movies and franchises. November's theme is Unite 2.0. You can join forces with the Justice League of America, Voltron, Legendary Defenders, Overwatch, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. It's a crate full of unbeatable items. All you have to do is subscribe, and that is at lootcrate.com/allegedly. You use the code Theo, T-H-E-O, for 10% off your new subscription. You're going to get a sweet discount. It's basically like, imagine like just a box of epic gear, housewares, collectibles, doodads, whatnots, you never know, coloring books, t-shirts. It's every month, it's a surprise. You can keep the box for yourself. You can give it as a reward to one of your children who's you know, making good grades or behaving on a field trip. You can give it to a buddy, a friend. It's amazing because it works for any age. It's the best gift that you don't even know if you haven't even checked it out. Every month changes. Every month is a different theme, a different group of surprises. Go to lootcrate.com/allegedly, A-L-L-E-G-E-D-L-Y, and enter our code Theo, T-H-E-O, to save 10% on any new subscription today. Every month it changes. This month, the November box will change on November 19th at 9 p.m. Pacific. So get your orders in. And if you want to geek out your pet, you can try Loot Pets. There's other options, Loot Wear. The loot goes on and on. Check it out, lootcrate.com/allegedly, code Theo. And now back to the show.
So, yeah, no, actually, it's a new stand-up scene. It's pretty new. It's been 10 years, 15 years that we have a lot of new comedians every year, every month, maybe less than 10 years. Wow. Before this, we have a tradition of comedy on stage that you can't really call stand-up because it was like more theatrical.
Like Molière, know? Or something like that, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Molière was like was a while ago,
okay,
man.
But still, man.
He was one of my favorite stand-ups.
Bro, yeah, bro.
I love when American goes Molière or something like that. I think this dude was cool, right? I saw him at the Comedy Store.
No. I think Molière has been here, actually. This place has been here a long time.
No, actually, Molière was a long time ago. But yeah, I mean, it started with a guy called Coluche. Maybe mm-hmm. you heard about Coluche.
Mm-mm.
Okay. So that was like the first stand-up comedian in France. The first guy who was like, you know, he used to go up on stage, take a mic, and tell some jokes.
Right.
And it was like in the 80s. And
you've heard of him too? Your friends heard of him?
Yeah.
Coluche?
Yeah. Everybody yeah. knows him in France.
Okay.
All right. So that was Coluche. Now the guy's dead. And there's like a whole new generation behind him and after him, and then a whole new generation after them. And now I'm like in the new generation. You see wow. what I mean? So it's been like four generation that we have stand-up comedy on stage in France.
How do you think the humor differs from there here? Like, do you think your act would...
There's so many differences. It's impossible to... I know what your question is going to be. Can you translate? It's
yeah,
impossible.
Does it? No, I was going to say...
No, I wrote three original shows for France. You can't find one joke to translate for
wow.
America.
Wow.
Yeah, do you know why? Because it's about culture. All is about culture. Like when I go up on stage in France, I'm going to talk about this TV show. I'm going to talk about right. this commercial that everybody knows. I'm going to talk about this political guy that everybody knows who's weird because he has those hairs and this nose. And you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Here, I mean, I didn't grow up with American TV. I don't know about. Sometimes it's very hard for me to improv. You know. So I see comedians, they go, oh, where do you come from? Oh, is this your wife? And then me, I'm lost, you know? I'm whole new in this country. Sometimes I'm, like, for example, where do you come from?
Philadelphia.
Okay, cool. I don't know anything about Philadelphia. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's impossible for me, like, to improv and everything. So I'm trying to talk with American people. I'm trying to get, like, to get to understand the culture.
And watching, like, are you pop culture stuff?
Nonstop. I have to.
Okay.
Like, I'm always watching new American stuff. When I see a billboard in the street, I'm like, all right, I got to watch this because maybe this
like
is
Kardashians?
Like, no, I'm not watching this, okay. To be honest. No.
That's okay.
You do, right?
I mean,
you were a little bit excited when you told me.
Yes, he did.
No, but I mean, if you're talking about jokes and pop and culture, like, they're a big part of the culture.
Yeah, you're right. You're
especially
right. I should watch it. I should
gay culture, a lot of men want
to
be a,
no, no, it has
be a breast
to do
implant
with
in Khloe's chest.
I should watch a little bit of Kardashian. I'll watch it.
It's just first thing that popped in my head.
No, but I watch a lot of TV shows. I love watching a lot of like news TV, you know, like I love being on ABC or CW at night and see what American people are watching right now, you know.
Well, nobody's watching CW.
No. Okay, I gotta stop watching it.
Yeah, ABC, CW is a, but no, Riverdale-ish.
So maybe ABC, yay, they have Riverdale
and Arrow are watched.
And now, did you have a family that's similar to the Kardashians in France? Do they have something like that?
Well, that's a good question.
Yeah, we have kind of a Kim Kardashian in France. Her name is Nabila.
Nabila?
And yeah, she's like the Kim Kardashian for French people. Hmm.
So she did, what does she do? Nothing?
Exactly like Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, okay.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wear yes. makeup and stuff.
Yeah, she's like, hello, she and she's like talking about brands, and she's launching her own brands, and she was in a reality TV show.
And does she have any family or no? She have children?
No. She doesn't. She has a boyfriend and a little brother, and you can see all of them some TV shows. Yeah. But you love TV show here, like, because she could be compared also to Donald Trump, for example. Mm-hmm. You know, Donald Trump was like this kind of guy also,
right.
And he became president.
Right.
So maybe Nabila will be president in my country.
What's the What's the?
What do you mean by ooh? Like, oh,
it
it's
cool.
An attack?
No.
Okay. Travel to Paris.
I like your friend too. He's very cute.
Wow.
Oh, you're very handsome too. But I know
thank
you're
you very
taken.
Much.
Dude, don't tell them both are handsome. Pick
no, they
one.
Both are. But I didn't. I'm you
pick
know,
one,
telling
bro.
Why
yeah,
I didn't
yeah,
go
right,
there
right.
first.
I'm taken, and he's not.
Oh.
There you go. Huh?
Give him a point.
Wow.
You had a point.
Wait, but are you? Do you play for the?
You date men or women?
I play for the same team.
More. Sometimes you change team, huh?
Yeah.
At 1 a.m. Sometimes at 1 a.m. he switches to the other
sometimes
team.
Sometimes around 1:30 he's like, all right, fuck it, let's go in the other
what
team.
What happens
in
USA
France?
Or France, whatever, yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Is there a lot of, like, there's a lot more gay men in France, right?
What does that mean?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Yeah?
I have a lot of gay friends in France, but I don't think that we have more than here.
What would make you think that there's more people
I feel
there?
Like it would be an environment that's more comfortable with people being able to come out of the closet probably than America.
All right, fair enough. But, no.
Okay, point for him.
Yeah, fair enough, I guess. Because of the conservative, like, it's a little more European, I guess. That's
I don't
say.
I don't
know.
I
mean, it's just been around longer, you know. I think a country that's been around longer has more time to, like...
Kev, you're completely straight.
I am, yeah.
Yeah, always have been.
Always have been.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it bad?
No, I think it's fine. He is disappointed because...
You're very handsome. And you're Jewish?
Yeah, I am.
Me too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, the points.
Dang.
Jewish
right, points,
you got
huh?
2 points.
This is a Jewish point.
My grandfather died at, in the Holocaust.
No, he
really?
Did not.
Yes, he did.
What?
For real?
Yep, fell out of a guard tower.
Stop it.
Points.
I take you a point out. Oh,
yes,
oh,
thank
come
you.
On. That's a
no,
good
you
joke.
Insensitive
look,
joke.
The only audience member is laughing.
Oh, that's
it's
insensitive.
Not insensitive.
I hate this
Holocaust
joke. It's not a good joke
ago.
At all. I knew this joke since I'm 6, and it's very bad.
It's a joke. It's not bad. It's a dad joke.
It's a bad joke.
So what's it? What's like in your American routine? Like, what do you hit on?
Actually, I have a lot of meeting producers, directors, and everything. I'm trying to learn English. I'm trying to improve
you're pretty
my
good.
English.
Very good.
Yeah,
thank
English
you.
Is really good.
I do love how you put the emphasis on prov and improv. Because we say improv. You say
oh, you
improv.
Say improv.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Improv.
But
improv.
Improv,
said,
yeah.
Improv.
It's very hard. The emphasis for us, it's very hard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's impossible.
But you did. So you did a movie. You already did The Spy Who Dumped Me.
Yes, I did a movie with Mila Kunis and Kate McKinnon.
Not too shabby way
no,
to start
the
off here.
No, is not good on their name.
No, it's good.
Okay, cool.
No, that was good.
So, yeah, that was just a small scene. It's a small part, very small part, but that was awesome to be a part of an American movie. You know, that was very, very cool.
And were you more nervous than showing up on set to a French film or the same? It was all just regular?
I was shaking.
No.
Yeah, because I wanted to be good and I wanted to, you know, not disappoint the people that have chosen me. So I was like, all right, let's be very good. Let's not be just average, regular. You know, let's be very good. Like,
right.
Let's be awesome. So
right.
That's what I try to do. But I haven't seen the movie yet, so I don't know if I made it.
I feel you. Oh, if you made the cut. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so
maybe they're gonna cut me.
Yeah.
Cut me out of the movie. It's possible. But if they don't, I'll come back and talk with you guys about this movie.
Good.
Okay.
So here's a question. Going back to the dating thing.
Yes, tell me.
So I know you're taken, and
yes,
you date Miss Universe?
No, what?
What?
I didn't know.
I literally was looking for last minute questions, and then I saw tons and tons of articles, like within the hour, written about you.
Yeah. It dropped today. Actually, I don't really talk about it.
Oh, wow. So this is recent news.
This is recent news.
So then
this is about, you know, it's when I'm always making jokes about everything, but when it's not about only me, it's about her
right.
as well.
Right.
You know, I don't want to say some.
Of course.
Which
some
galaxy?
Stuff that she,
can you just tell us which galaxy?
Yeah, it's like the Alpha 1 galaxy.
Ooh, okay. As long as we're narrowing it down.
Which is ours, which is cool.
Ooh.
I just want to ask, why did it come out now? Did you feel like you wanted to talk about it before? Or
no. I haven't talked about it.
Oh, and so someone like broke the news or whatever.
Exactly. Yeah, she did an interview, and yeah, I don't think she said yeah we are together or anything.
Gotcha.
Because even me, I don't say yes we are together. Is that clear?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yes. It's
but
clear.
Yeah, you know, it's like people in France, exactly like in the US, they always want to know who's dating who and why and everything. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. It's like,
now, but tell me this, just as a regular man, where does a regular man from Earth meet Miss Universe? Like, if they're walking?
You can, like, pretty much, you can. Have you ever been on the moon?
No, but I did meet Buzz Aldrin last week.
Okay, for real?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, he will explain you better than me.
Okay.
It's pretty cool. You just take a spaceship and then you... It's pretty easy. Have you ever done a hike, for example?
Yeah.
It's pretty much the same.
Yeah.
So one of the other things I saw articles about was, what is rendezvous?
Well, okay, so you know everything about me now.
So
rendezvous en terre inconnue, it means meet in an unknown land.
Uh-huh.
And this is this show I made this summer, and it's gonna be broadcast soon, like in December.
Uh-huh.
It's gonna be on TV in December, and it's about they take a celebrity and they take him in a part of Earth where there's still like Amazons and stuff like this,
mm-hmm.
and you know they live without you know, like all the technology
power
we have,
or whatever,
powering yeah. without electricity, Wi-Fi, and everything we live with every day. They don't have phone, they don't have money, they don't have, you know, they just live with trade and everything, like in the old time, but in our time. And it's very interesting because you meet people and you see that they have a different culture and they grew up with different stuff, but they still human being exactly like you. So I spent 15 days with them in the south of Ethiopia.
Wow.
And that
wow.
was very awesome. That was one of the best experiences in my life. And yeah, it's going to be on French TV on December 5th. But
kind of like a documentary style, like following
yeah,
you.
Exactly.
As you
it's
with
like
them?
National Geographic, but with a guy, a celebrity who's an actor, a singer, a comedian, whatever.
Yeah.
And he comes and he meets those people. It's not only like in that National Geographic saying, yeah, those guys live here between. No, you have this guy that you know on TV and he can meet them, you know, and like live with them, sleep with them.
And how do they, whoa,
wow,
lovely.
No, but just sleep where they sleep, but not sleep with them.
How do they react to that? Like, do they go, what were the locals like, an actor, like, we don't care? You
they
know,
don't,
sort
they
of
don't
thing?
Really care. They just ask you, what are you doing to live? Like, what are you doing for living? Like, and you go, oh, I'm a comedian, I make jokes and I make movies. And they go, okay. They don't even know what that means. Yeah,
really.
What that means. When you go, you know, a movie, it's this, and you show them on the iPhone, they go, whoa, what the fuck is that? Like, you have, like, a lot of pictures moving on your phone. Like, it's very crazy.
Wow. Did you try to do some stand-up for them?
Yeah, I mean, it's not like, I can't call it stand-up, but yeah, I was always making...
Trying jokes.
Yeah, making fun and... Yeah, and I try to explain them my word and how it was... So different from their word, but it's very hard.
Wow.
Can you imagine if you grew up like without all you know, and then suddenly there's a guy coming with crazy hair, being like, "Hey guys, do you know that we have a Wi-Fi and a phone and airplanes and money?" And they're gonna be like, "Fuck you, man!" You know, What the fuck is that?
Yeah.
This is the Alpha 1 Galaxy, motherfucker.
How did you learn English, by the way? Take classes or did you study?
No, actually, I used to really suck at school. I didn't know at all how to speak English. You see, like,
yeah, still a little bit to go.
So, yeah, but as soon as I came here, I was like, all right, if I really want to try something here, at least, like, maybe not even being an actor or a comedian, but just try to talk with people and try to find out what's happening here, I have to speak English. So I started to go back to my own school. You know, I had this teacher coming to my house, and, yeah, she told me English.
There's a lot of people, like, we find out, like, watched American shows or whatnot and started to learn some English based on, like,
actually,
watching
it helped
American
me
TV.
A lot.
Like what?
I don't know. I'm watching Entourage since I'm 30.
That's awesome.
Do you like it?
Yeah, it's perfect.
I don't like Entourage, but other people like Entourage.
Why don't you like Entourage?
Because I think they're all douchebags.
Why? Explain me.
They're all just too cool for school, and I don't really care about any of their problems.
I don't know. I love this kind of life, too cool for school.
That's okay with the life, and I'm not, you know, people certainly live that way, and I've lived that way, and I have friends that live that way. That I'm just saying, as a TV show, I don't really care to watch their
a point for
petty
him.
Stories.
A lot of good tits on that show. Yeah.
2 points for Theo.
Oh, jeez.
One
free
tit.
It is quite lacking in gay, too.
No, because it's my favorite show ever.
Oh, I know. One of my
when
other
I was
is...
in Paris, you know, I was like, this is
but
is
that what
I
you...
Want.
That's the life you strive to achieve.
And
yeah, go in the house with my friends and make movies and meet the best directors on the planet and have the best parties on the planet and be like, hey, Jessica Alba, how are you? Do you want to kiss me on the cheek? Yeah, sure. Let's see you tonight at the party. Yes, that's the life I want.
Wait, but didn't Vincent Chase, see, I know, didn't he, are you through the series?
Yeah.
Didn't he go through, like, drug problems and have a lot of issues?
That's what I want, too.
You want that, too?
Of course.
You want the full spectrum.
I want the full package.
Yeah.
Well, give me the celebrity package. That's what I want.
Wow.
I like it.
So are you interested in celebrity culture over here?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Is it as big, is celebrity as big in France or no?
I mean... Not really, because, you know, you can be famous and there's people who recognize you in restaurants, in the street. They come to take a selfie or an autograph, but you don't have, like, 15 paparazzis out of restaurants. You don't have 20 guys out of the airport. No, you don't have this.
Right.
So it's pretty cool. Actually, the only times I got, you know, a paparazzi has been taking pictures of me, most of the time it's in here, in the U.S.,
really?
Like either in New York or in L.A. Yeah, and when I go back to Paris, I see pictures of me being like, he's in L.A. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because there's like so many paparazzis here, and there's not a lot in France, actually.
Hmm.
So, yeah.
What was it like for you meeting like Mila Kunis?
That was awesome.
Because she's a paparazzi figure.
Oh, yeah?
You know, she's a big star over
they
here.
They come and when she's
her
in
her and Ashton, and they make headlines a lot.
Were you nervous meeting her or no?
Yeah, of course I was. Yeah, I was like...
She's beautiful, right?
She's very beautiful, and she's so nice and cool and everything. She's she's like one of the best actresses I had the chance to play with, and that was very, very cool to be with her on this scene. And, you know, she had to sit on me during the scene.
Oh,
so I was
of course.
Like, okay, it's very cool. This is a great day.
Did anything, you know...
No. Nothing happened. I met Ashton.
Give her the old bayonet?
Well, I'm just saying, anything popped up when she's sitting on your lap.
Oh,
No.
Ashton was there?
Yeah, Ashton was
there.
Did
he give you any weird energy or anything?
No. Why you say that?
Just because, I mean, if my girl's sitting on some guy's lap, I might be a little bit, you know, not rude, but I might be kind of like, you know.
I don't know if he saw that, because I was supposed, to be dead in the scene.
Oh.
So I'm like, yeah, because I'm dead the whole scene.
What?
So,
was it hard to keep an erection down when you're dead?
Yeah, it's always hard. It's very hard when you're dead and you have blood everywhere and everything.
Wait, you're dead in the whole scene?
No, I'm not. Just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Okay.
But that would be funny to promote a movie and be like, yeah, I have this little part in the movie and everything, and the whole movie I'm like this.
Yeah.
Just behind me like Goonies. That would be very
I'm sitting
funny.
There going, why is she on your lap if you're dead? Okay, go ahead.
So yeah, no, I'm dying at some point in the scene. So after she goes up on me and drives the car because I'm a driver. That's why.
Now, how long have you been coming to America? Like, is this...
It's been 3 years now.
Okay.
Yeah, 3 years that I come back and forth, but it's been a year and a half that I come very often because I just, bought an apartment here, so now it's pretty cool, you know, to come here often and you know, I have my own place. But before, I used to have Airbnb with my friends. It's been 3 years that I come. It's been a year and a half that I come very often.
And who stays at your place when you're out of town? Do you?
No one. Do you want the address?
No. I'm just wondering. Matt will, yeah. Gotta water your plants, dude.
What? So
semen, probably, but still.
But you look at LA, I imagine, in this entourage sort of way.
Yeah.
But a lot of people who like me or Theo, we've been here long enough that eventually we get jaded and something happens and we don't see it like that. Has anything happened to you yet that it may have made you like go fuck LA? No car accidents?
Yeah, I had a car accident.
Okay.
But that was cool. Because, you know, I come to L.A., but I have...
That was cool.
Who did you hit? Anybody famous?
That was very cool. No, because, I mean, I come here, and I have the chance to have all the background from France. So, for example, I have my assistant in France. I can call her when I have any problems. And she has someone that she knows here. So, as soon as I have... like a little problem in LA, I just call this girl and she goes, okay, I handle it. Yeah. So I don't really have like troubles. When I had my car accident, I was like, look, man, you're going to call this number. She's going to handle everything. It was like,
Ray Donovan?
It was like, really? Awesome. I like it. Cool. I was like, yeah, and she's hot. You're going to love it. So yeah, you know, I mean, I like being here. And even when they say no for me and my friend to go in a club, or even when, you know, we have bad days, I think that there's like, I don't know. It's always sunny. There's like good vibes in this city.
I want to talk to you in a couple of years and see where you're feeling.
Yeah, maybe.
Feel about
maybe
that.
I'll hate it. Maybe yeah. I'll hate it. But now, right now, I mean, it's
a land of opportunity for sure, too.
I think it is.
Yeah. Do you see more drugs here than in France or no?
Not really. Yeah. Not really. But you know, in France, weed is a drug. You got to know that.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. So when you smoke weed in France, it's very bad.
Wow.
When you smoke weed here, you're just normal.
Right.
Wait, is prostitution legal in France?
No, it's not.
It's not. Oh, okay. I don't know why I thought that.
Now, I almost liked it better when weed was illegal.
You think?
Yeah, because it just had more of a mystique. It was kind of, it was cool.
Maybe.
Now it's a gift to have something even edgier in order to be edgy, you know?
Yeah, like what?
You have to have cocaine or you got to have crack rock. Or you gotta have. Hey, you do.
Who are you trying to impress with your crack rock?
Yeah, that's funny.
What parties are you going to?
The ledge keeps
Whitney
moving.
Houston
crack rock.
The Dude, ledge keeps
it
moving.
It sounded like you wanted to sell us some.
You were?
Yeah.
Nah, man. I ain't
crack
selling
rock.
Crack rock, boy.
Hey, bro, you know, Chris Rock, Tony Rock, do you want some crack rock? That was funny.
Maybe they have a third brother.
Maybe they do. Crack. So, hypothetically, I'm not asking about your relationship at all, but I'm thinking. Entourage, part of the entourage life is that Vincent Chase is out there banging every chick left and right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right.
So is it kind of like, kind of doesn't fit to be in a relationship with someone?
Yeah, but I don't want to be Vincent Chase. I want to be me. What I like about it is like the life they have in entourage, being with their friends all the time, sharing
swimming
the good
pool,
moments, sharing
barbecue.
The bad moments, swimming pool, barbecue. And I love being in the party with a lot of girls, you know?
Yeah.
But I love being in a couple also, as well.
All right.
Yeah. And is it, do you find like France is like kind of like, especially Paris is, you know, kind of like lovers. There's like love and.
It's a lot more sexual,
yes.
A lot more outwardly like romantic.
People seem very lonely
it's
here.
It's very funny the image that you American people have.
Because that's not true?
I mean, this is just a city and this is kind of like. L.A. or Boston or New York, I think. You know what I mean?
But what
people,
about
they go to work,
or?
They go... Of course, there's awesome parties, but there's also awesome parties here in L.A. I mean, it's always funny when I hear American people being like, oh, yeah, you, the French people, French lover. Oh, my God. You know how to kiss. You know how to have sex.
All right, let me see. He's not down?
But, yeah, I'm out.
Okay.
But what about this, though? But so what? So that's a vibe that's out there, right, about France.
Yeah,
right?
that's a positive thing.
Yeah, people go there to get married at the Eiffel Tower. You know, like there's
you just picture cafes and sweethearts.
Yeah, and people fist fighting
your
and
cafe.
Fucking beating each other with baguettes and fucking poison.
Yeah, okay, you know France.
Poisoning each other.
It. What?
You know France.
What is that?
Poison.
Oh, poison?
Yeah, don't they have a lot of poisonings, I think, in France? Lover quarrel?
What the fuck is that?
talking about?
Spousal abuse. Shut up. Give me a chance.
I think he's never been to France.
No, I've been to France. Yeah. I've been to France, dude.
No, that was Slovenia. You thought I was France. Like, that wasn't that all.
It could have been Slovenia with nice curtains. Yeah. It could have been Slovenia with nice curtains.
They have a little Eiffel Tower in Slovenia. That's
yeah,
why
there you go.
It could have been Vegas.
I was in France. I went to Cannes.
Did you?
Yeah. I loved it.
Fancy. But what I'm saying is, do you notice a difference in, like, affection there in France and here? Because I find Los Angeles to be an extremely lonely city. I'm not
it
just
is.
Saying for me personally, but people are just – it's a lot of lonely people going to therapists with their fucking pets, and everybody's on Instagram, and nobody's really happy.
You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're
but
right.
But in France, is that the same way? Because France has this vibe, or at least it's this thing that they sell to the world.
No, I think they're really happy. But it's so different. Like we love being in coffees. You know, we go in coffee in restaurants together, and we talk about life, and
right.
we smoke cigarettes.
Yeah,
that's what we do.
Yeah,
so we're very happy.
Yeah.
Do you smoke here? You smoke cigarettes?
Yeah, I smoke cigarettes.
Oh, that is very frowned upon here.
That's funny because this is a country where it's impossible to smoke a cigarette anywhere. Like when I go in a club outside, when I go in a coffee outside, they're like, no, you can't smoke
here.
Well,
LA especially.
Sometimes you go in the street, they go, oh no, in this street you can't smoke. fuck you. I mean, this is the street. No,
but
in this street you can't smoke.
They're looking out for you. That's bad for you. Smoking
it's
is
awesome.
Bad.
I agree with this. Awesome. But in the same country, you can carry a gun without a problem. It's like, let's have, you know, my gun. And I can't imagine a guy coming with a gun in his hand and be like, bro, you should please just stop this cigarette.
Yeah.
All right? It's dangerous for you. Yeah, it's dangerous for me. You have a fucking gun in your hand. You know what I mean? That's what I don't understand about here. It's like, you're right. Cigarettes is bad. We should stop. But come on. Is that very bad? Like, there's some streets in this country where you can't smoke, but you can't have a gun?
Yeah.
It's fucking weird.
Oh, it's totally weird, man. Well, it's just like we want to have this idea of the way things that should be, you know? It's like we want to police everyone because people have gotten lazy. They don't want to take care of themselves, you
know? Yeah, you're right. Maybe you're right.
And if people die, and now it's like we have a universal health care, you know? So it's like if somebody dies, now it's everybody's fault. It's everybody's responsibility. Where in the old days, you fucking smoke all day, you die in your backyard. You know, they bury you in the backyard.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
What do you think of hundreds of years?
What are you talking about?
I think he's right.
You didn't always have health. If you fucking smoked and didn't take care of yourself, then you just died.
Yeah, yeah,
you know that,
right? He's right. Have you watched the show Westworld?
Yeah,
that was it.
Oh, well, now it all makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
Still have to pay for your health care yourself.
Of course.
Right, but if you don't have it, there's no bail. Now it's like everybody.
That's one of the main differences, by the way.
It's required that you have to have it.
That's one of the main differences, by the way, between France and the U.S.
Well,
we have the health care.
Exactly.
And we don't pay for it.
Right.
You know, it's like.
That's universal health care.
I mean, we all pay for it, but it's important.
Yeah.
When I used to be sick, I was sick last week in L.A., and it cost me. A lot, two cars actually. So it's a lot, you know. I think it's very a lot.
So wait,
for a headache, it's expensive.
Let's go back to sex. But while you were growing up, like in France and whatnot, I mean, you're a good looking guy. Were you like slaying it? Like,
no, actually, that wasn't very easy when I was growing up in Paris. But as soon as I became famous, that was very easy.
Really?
Yes.
Well, by the way, I wanted to say this. When I went to Cannes, guess who I worked for?
Who?
I know who.
Harvey Weinstein.
Did
no
you really?
Way.
Yeah, I was in charge of picking up all his tickets for all the premieres. So I had to go around town like and get the tickets.
Mm-hmm.
When I met him, he was an asshole to me.
Really?
He was a total asshole.
Really?
So, 100%.
What did he say?
He was just treating me like I wasn't a person.
Really?
You know? Like, just like, you get this, you know, that sort of thing, which... Mm-hmm. It's all in the, you know, you can be respectful when you talk to someone, even if they're beneath you. So what I did when I picked up a ticket, his tickets, every premiere I went to or every like studio or whatever to pick it up, I said, Mr. Weinstein is requesting one more ticket. And so I kept it for myself and I went to all the premieres and parties by myself.
Awesome.
Yeah. So,
dude, my friend, you know, Regis Philbin, you ever heard of this man? He's like he was like a host in America for a long time. I think he passed away.
No, he's alive.
Well, He'll pass away soon.
Okay.
But what I'm telling you is that a friend of mine helped him move from one place to another place, and he said that Regis was a real asshole to him. He was just a moving guy carrying the furniture. So my buddy shit in his bathtub, bathtub and left it in there. Yeah. That's awesome.
That's cool.
That's beautiful.
So have you had run-ins with like American celebrities?
If you mix the two stories, could have shit on Weinstein tickets.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been very funny. Here's Harvey, your tickets. What the fuck is that? This is my shit.
Have you had run-ins with celebrities here? Like, do you see them out of the club?
Yeah, I met some celebrities, and that was fun.
Who have you run into?
I met Leo DiCaprio.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's the Vincent Chase of America.
He is, right?
He bangs the Victoria's Secret models. He parties. He goes on yachts.
Everywhere.
He lives the life.
Yeah, I love this guy.
Yeah, you must idolize him.
And he's the best actor ever.
And he's fantastic.
We need to say that. You know, it's important. Yeah.
Completely. So you met him?
Yeah, I met him in a party in L.A., and he was very cool, and he told me. So I was like... Speaking about emphasis, I told him, "Hey Leo, so a friend of mine from France that knew him, so he told him, hey Leo, this guy is a young actor in France, he's very famous and everything. So are you okay to talk to him?" And he was like, "Yeah, sure, come over." Hmm. So we had like this little conversation for 10 minutes, and at some points I was like, he told me what type of movie do you make? Like which movie can I find if I go on the internet? And I was like, "You can find Aladdin." And he was like, "What?" I was like, "You can find Aladdin." And I was like, "What? What the fuck is that?" And I was like, "You know the famous story with the genie, Aladdin." And he was like, I don't understand, sir. I'm very sorry, but I don't know what you're talking about." And I was like, "Okay, you know the story of the flying carpet?" And he was like, "Oh, Aladdin." And I was like, "Yes, Aladdin." And he was like, "Oh, cool, Aladdin." So yeah, that was a funny story with Leo, because that's awesome. At this moment I was like, okay, I have to make an effort. Yeah. They won't.
Of course.
Right, yeah, you gotta. So that's kind of humbling. It's cool.
Yeah, that was cool. So I met him, and by the way, that was very cool, because I met him in November, and like 6 months after, I'm at the Cannes Festival, and I go in a restaurant, and he's here. Mm. So I go see him with a friend, and the friend's like, "Hey, Leo," because my friend used to know him. So he's like, "Hey, Leo, let me introduce you to this young guy, Kev Adams." And I was like, fuck, of course, it's been 6 months. He doesn't remember me. So I was like, "Hey, sir, nice to meet you." And he was like, "You don't remember me?" He told me that. Yeah. And I was like, "Yeah, of course I remember you." I wanted to make a joke, but I didn't. I wanted to say, "Yeah, you're the guys from Titanic, right?" But he just said, "You don't remember me." And I was like very impressed. And I was like, okay, this guy has a good memory. He remembered me. So that was very cool.
That's very kind. Do you do an American accent? Have you worked on that?
Yeah, I'm trying.
Because for acting, I would assume
I'm trying
to get roles.
No, I'll have the best American accent within 5 years, but not right now.
Yeah.
Well let's take your time. I want to hear it right now.
Like if I, you talk with like, French people, we talk with here. Nah, 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 nah. It comes from the ears. You speak with the mouth. He goes like, "What's up, man? You know, I'm trying to right now. I'm trying to build like a big company with a lot of people. It's gonna be fucking awesome."
That's good.
That wasn't bad. But can you do someone who's not like a thug or like a gangster, just like a normal
only gangster?
I know. Maybe
that's a businessman.
Yeah. What's up, brother? I was trying to make my own. I was, you know, my brother. I was like, "You know what? I'm gonna tell you, man. I think you should go out there and make your fucking stuff, man. Come on." That's all I know.
That's a black redneck too.
Who's your teacher? Is Tracy Morgan teaching you how to do the English accent?
Yeah, the black accent. Yeah,
but it was also kind of a black country accent, though.
Who the fuck is this French guy, man? I don't know any French guy, man.
It's like a pimp from like the 70s.
Yeah, right.
It's like a black
Chinese
guy.
It's like Snoop Dogg and Starsky and Hutch. You remember?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's me.
Wow. Well,
Snoop Dogg has ruined a lot of good movies.
Oh, stop it. But Kev will not, because I really genuinely think that you've got a bright future ahead of you here, man.
Thank you very much.
And part of it, a lot of his perseverance out here.
Mm-hmm.
And
I met Kendall Jenner, by the way.
Oh,
because you know
I met her
Kardashians.
One time. She's hot.
Yeah,
she's the prettiest
hot.
One. She's
the
only one.
Very hot. So I was at the party. At a party in LA at a friend's house.
These like house parties?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And she was here. Mm-hmm. So I was like, "Oh, cool. Nice to meet you." And she was like, "Hey, nice to meet you." But she was like a little bit like, "I know that I'm fucking hot."
Yeah.
So it was like, okay, that's I'm not going to show her too much. Right. And I was like, yeah, you know, I was doing the stuff in the party. But, you know, I had those boring conversations with people that I didn't know. They were like, yeah, you know, I'm working in metric system. I was like, I don't give a shit. You know, yeah, I want to go see this girl. You know, that's what I want.
Wow.
So at some point I went to see her in the party and I was like, hey, we really love you. We really appreciate what you're doing in France. She was surprised because I think she was
Wait,
like,
is that bullshit?
Yeah, no, I think she was like, I don't really do anything.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck do you love, you know?
Good but, on her for saying that, you know?
But yeah, she was very cool with me. And
very attractive.
Yeah, very attractive. And I told
Tall
her,
too.
I told her, can we take a picture together? And she was like, yeah, I guess, yeah. She was surprised because, you know, there was like a house party with only her friends. By the way, her friends never invited me again.
Oh. Wow.
So I think that wasn't the good move to make.
That was a no-no.
Well, but I don't give a shit because I have my picture and it's very cool.
Nice.
Yeah, and it's not a weird move to make either. It doesn't make you a bad person. That's weird.
Yeah, I don't... I mean, I don't think so, but sometimes, you know, people, they're like a little bit afraid of, by that. You
yeah,
know?
Of course.
Especially here in L.A. I can understand this, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes I go, hey, can I take a picture? They look at me like, no. Like, who are you to ask that, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm always like, okay, with a big smile. And they regret. I can see that they regret. They're like, oh, he's cool. Fuck.
Kill
we should
have
taken this picture.
Yeah.
Well, I think you've got... big head. And I'm also very curious to see your experiences in L.A. because I think you want to take this town over.
Look,
and
I'm writing
your face off.
I'm writing a stand-up comedy like a whole hour right now where I tell everything about me being here in L.A. and how it's hard sometimes and how it's beautiful sometimes. So, yeah, I'll be performing
cool.
soon.
I wonder if I... are you? Are you performing
here
soon?
Yeah, I'll be performing. Like, I think next year I have something to go up on stage.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I would love to see if I hung out with you and your friends, like, how long I would last. Or, like,
by the
how
way,
awkward I would be.
You mean?
No. I mean, like, I'd be the weird, you know...
Gay uncle?
Yes.
Yeah, that guy's a pervert, man.
I think you'd love it.
Pervert.
I think
you'd love
it. Country, but pervert.
I don't know.
I mean,
you
no one
party. Like, when you were saying go out at 1 a.m., I'm like, I'm way asleep by then.
Yeah, maybe.
Matt is asleep outside of some college boy's room window.
Preferably inside the dorm, but whatever.
Okay, you lose a point.
That's fine. But here's how we're going to finish
up. Wait, let's look at the points right now. Where do we stand?
So we have 3-3. One taken off, so 2-2.
Ooh.
This is equal. So how do we...
So we got to break the tie.
You guys have to fight.
Oh.
I think he's going to win.
Then I'll probably lose. But fight, I maybe could win.
You know why? Because I fight dirty. I'd be biting and doing whatever I have to do.
Yeah, he would try to just beat up my penis with his lips. Now, how about this, man? Let's do where we each have to do some type of an accent.
Okay.
And Kev will be the judge, and that'll be the determining factor.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to do one. It's not really an accent. It's...
What the fuck? It's supposed to be an accent.
It's a language.
Okay.
Oh.
Madame, voulez-vous que je parle de vos façons d'agir? Je suis mal satisfait. Contraire de mon cœur, tout de vie s'assemble. Je pense qu'il faudra que nous rompions ensemble.
It doesn't mean anything.
No, I.
But it's like kind of French.
Yeah, right? I
but
took
you gotta
French
work
for a little
on
bit.
It. You got to work on it because I think it's a poem or something.
Yeah, it's like from a play or something.
And like by the time, I think you lost some words.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it's like if I say, I was walking in the street, fais un choc en la photo, and then suddenly this girl came and she was like, shafly or low, like, shalom. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you a question in French. Voulez-vous?
Look, it's my turn. You just went, you creep. You can't take my turn.
I want to see if I can ask a question in French. But in French, go.
Okay.
You go. Please don't be offensive.
I'm not being offensive.
Well,
dude.
I can see you doing like.
He's a comedian.
I'm a comedian. Go ahead.
Yeah. All right. Bonsoir, Marin. Yo estoy Hercule Poirot. Yo también, mi amigo. Molière. Yo estoy, señores homosexuales. Y I quiere Pepe la.
First
what
off,
the fuck was that?
You must have seen Murder on the Orient Express this weekend.
I did. It was
horrible. Okay.
But that was Spanish, right?
That was what?
That was Spanish. No.
Oh, Spanish. It was a.
Combo. Spanish.
He started with a little French, and then he went into Spanish, and then he went into Theo.
Yes, Elizabeth Arden.
You're so bizarre.
Is that something?
That's like Elizabeth Arden is a makeup company.
Yeah, yeah, Beaujolais.
Beaujolais, yeah, yeah, that's
bon,
us.
Laissez les bons temps rouler, meow, meow.
I don't know what it means.
Let the good times roll.
Laissez le bon temps rouler, that's yeah. what you said?
Laissez les bons temps rouler.
Yeah, you can't really say that in French, but yeah.
How do you guys say it?
You would say, on profite du bon temps. We enjoy the good times.
Bon temps.
Yeah. On profite du bon temps.
Profite du bon temps.
On profite.
On profite.
Ah, du bon temps.
Ah, du bon temps. That's good. I love it, man.
That's very
Next
good.
Time I'll be in French. Write it down, Anthony.
Okay, so based on that, you have to pick a winner.
Okay, sorry. So I'm going to choose. I don't know. I like you both, guys. You're very cool. That was fun.
Merci.
Merci.
I think I'll choose Theo just because he likes Entourage. That's the only reason.
Yeah.
Sorry, man.
And in exchange, why don't you text me if you need a set up here, and I'll get you a set sometimes.
Very? Yeah. For real?
Yeah.
Awesome. So, yeah.
So you made a good choice.
But you can text me if you want to get into the club.
Yeah, if you want to get into the butt club.
Stop
you can text
it.
That. I'm joking. He has a beautiful ass, too. I've seen his asshole on a lot of websites, his butthole.
No, but yeah, that was very fun. That was
awesome. So everybody,
both of you win. One.
No, we appreciate it. I think it's really brave to, I mean, I can't even, I'm afraid to even go to Mexico to go to a bar. So I think it's very brave to go to another country and take your act over there. So, I mean, I applaud you. It's very brave. And
thank you very much.
You coming today.
Look, I'll try to make it, and if you want, I can come like once a year, explain you where I'm at.
Yeah,
perfect.
Like, thank you, Kev Adams. We'll share his stuff all over our social
absolutely.
Media.
Yes, everybody. Please share it, and if you hear it, follow me. Sorry, you know, follow me.
Follow me.
Follow me?
I've
follow
done
me.
That before.
Okay, you can follow me, anything
and
you
everybody
want.
Check out Aladdin 2.
Yeah,
yeah, we'll share a link too on where
check
we can
Aladdin,
get Aladdin.
Check me on titles. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, wherever you want.
Awesome.
And I'll be more than happy to have new American followers.
Cool.
Yeah, merci.
Thank
beaucoup.
You, Kev. We appreciate you being here today.
Merci à vous. That was very fun. Thank you, guys.
All right.
Enjoy life. And next time you go to Paris, make sure it's not Slovenia.
You got it.
I think it was.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.